have every right to do that. But even as they do that, they should be aware of the consequences of certain acts that they may bring a sector which is so important to its needs. So we need to handle it cautiously. It's not just any other story, my brother, my young brother. This is not just another story. It's a story that hinges on the lives of so many children, more than 5 million, over one child who is alleged to have been assaulted. So for me, all of us, you yourselves, the media, the police, ourselves, the community where that child lives, we must handle this case with the agents, with the caution that it requires. Whilst we are doing that, we are talking to our teachers that they should be far away from such accusations.
Mm-hmm.
Such accusations, they should not be actually named in such accusations.
Okay.
But as we do that, we not come here and say, we have told them this, we have told them that.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to be careful in future. All of them, not just the Sananga teachers, that guys, this world of human rights dictates that you don't verbally even abuse a child or physically abuse a child.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a case like any other case. It has the potential of serious consequences to our sector, to an extent that even innocent children might suffer because of one act. Then I also want to mention that as a union,
all right, Mr. Singana, we have to leave it here for now because we have our news at 8 up next. But
I guess
we need more time to expand on this because I mean there's quite a wide range of issues.
I think so.
Mm.
I appreciate for an opportunity nonetheless.
And we appreciate you making time as well to speak with us this morning on the Phoenix Breakfast. The General Secretary, the Basic Education Teachers Union of Zambia, BETUS, Mr. Henry Sinkala, speaking with us here on the show. On the news at 8, up next, and right after that, the Phoenix Breakfast continues.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solution, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Good morning. The headlines. Old banknotes to seize as legal tender today amidst calls for extension. PTAZ attributes current fuel shortage to lifting and distribution delays. And in global news, Palestinians convicted of deadly attacks face death penalty under new Israeli law. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Today, 31st March 2026, marks the last day that the old banknotes will cease to be legal tender in the country following the introduction of a new family of banknotes by the Bank of Zambia on the 31st of March last year. Despite the central bank giving citizens a year to exchange their old currency for the new, there are calls for an extension beyond the 31st March deadline. We have details in the following report.
These are bus operators calling for the extension of the deadline to phase out old currency notes as the deadline fast approaches, warning that many Zambians may be left with old notes if no extension is considered, as they are still receiving old notes from passengers. Their concerns are echoed in parts of the informal sector, where, despite widespread awareness, some gaps still remain. A check at Masala's Kapalala market shows that while most traders have stopped accepting old notes, many are still grappling with how to handle coins, calling for more sensitization. However, the Alliance for Zambia Informal Economy Association maintains that its members are largely prepared for the transition. Lamek Kashiwa is Alliance for Zambia Informal Economy Association General Secretary.
We can't complain about the expiry of the old notes, which ends tomorrow, because the new notes starts now on the 1st of April. The period was very sufficient, and even from the informal economy perspective, almost everyone is aware, so we cannot complain.
Elsewhere, business owners say the transition has been relatively smooth, although not without minor operational challenges.
You will not retain any customers with old currency. Actually, I didn't go to change. My customers were coming here. Ordinarily, they were coming with new currencies, most of them.
Despite these adjustments across sectors, the debate over whether the deadline should be extended continues to divide opinion. But what does this transition really mean for Zambia's economy? Let's get it from economist Kelvin Chisanga.
We are basically looking at boosting the formalization, ensure that we have increased cash deposits into banks, which signals movement of funds from informal sector into the formal financial system. Obviously, short-term risky factors are that any unturned cash may slightly reduce cash in circulation, potentially slowing informal sector activities.
As of 28 February 2026, the Bank of Zambia had withdrawn 95% of old banknotes from circulation, leaving only 5% of the old notes still in circulation, and insisted that there will be no extension of the deadline for the exchange period. For Phoenix News, I'm Justina Matandiko.
The Petroleum Transporters Association of Zambia, PTAZ, has attributed the looming fuel shortage to delays in lifting and distributing fuel stocks, despite assurances that Zambia has adequate supply. PTAZ President Benson Tembo says the challenge is not the availability of fuel, but delays in the pickup and release of the commodity to oil marketing companies, OMCs. Mr. Tembo has called on the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, and the current fuel supplier to expedite the process of releasing fuel to OMCs in order to stabilize the situation. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Tembo has expressed confidence that enough product will soon be accessible on the market, stating that information reaching the association indicates sufficient fuel stock in the country.
There is a delay where OMCs are being delayed to pick up the product. So those are the modalities which we believe that ERB, working together with the current supplier, can speed up the process of releasing the product to the oil marketing companies for us transporters to load and deliver to the end users. That is on the part of diesel, but generally we expect to see enough product on the market.
The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, has urged the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, not to increase fuel pump prices for the month of April as they review prices today, citing ongoing fuel shortages linked to alleged hoarding by oil marketing companies, OMCs. ZCTU President Blake Mulala says increasing prices would unfairly burden consumers and businesses, especially since fuel access remains inconsistent across the country. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mulala notes that the alleged hoarding of fuel by some OMCs has contributed to the severe shortages being experienced